Blog Talk Radio.
My name's Aaron Hader, live in the Fast Lane. Coming on a beautiful Friday night. November 30th. Boy, has the time gone. Yesterday was October. It feels like almost. Boy, season 4 of this show, that is excellent. I think it's going on pretty well. And of course, I'm always up to hearing what you think about it. Give me a call, tell me what you like about the show, tell me what you don't like, or what you like to change. And, of course, we'll get on working on that to make it better for you. So give me a call in, 718-766-4744, 718-766-4744. I got a nice night planned for you tonight. A big interview coming up a little bit later. Get to that probably about second quarter of the show. So probably about 10:30, maybe even the second half, 11. So I'll be listening for that. Of course, we're going to be playing some good music, as well as maybe even giving you a shot to win tickets to our shows. Don't forget, we have a show coming up next week, actually, December 6th at the Hard Rock Live in Orlando, Florida. And that's going to be with Vince Neil from Motley Crue, as well as Slaughter, and local homeboys from the city of West Branch. We're going to be doing an intermission of that show. And that's Cradle to Fall. You're going to hear all those bands tonight on our show, as well as we have a show coming up, two shows in Florida. I'll have more information on those shows coming up a little bit later. You'll also be able to hear, you'll also be able to see live in Detroit, December 21st, End of the World Show, with Vince Neil and from Motley Crue, as well as Slaughter, Queensryche, and Great White. Excellent all-star lineup right there. As well as after the show, we're going to have a Survivor's Bash going. That's going on until 4 a.m. So eat, drink, and be merry at that. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the reason why you join us each and every week, and that's for the music. We're going to kick off the show with Motley Crue, featuring Vince Neil and vocals. This is Dr. Feelgood.
We'll be right back.
the tights underneath. I got the breath of the last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents and a truck from back east. Tongue, put the tongue.
You better hold.
What is up? My name's Aaron Aver. We're live in the Fast Lane. That was House of Broken Love by Gary White. Right before that was Don't Call Me If I Was Shy. I have one of our veteran, if you will, callers joining us right now. He was, he started the show with us earlier on, if you remember back to season one. I believe he was on shows 3, 4, 7, and 9, I believe. Marky Heideman. Marky, what's up?
Hello.
How have you been, good sir?
How have I been? I have been great. I've been job shadowing a few times at ABC 12. The first time I job shadowed a producer, and the second time I job shadowed a reporter, so I've been gaining a lot of experience in the news business.
Go ahead.
And then I've been starting with the local access station here in Standish as a producer, and I'm really excited to start up that soon.
Yeah, do you know about what you're going to be doing?
Pretty much putting the content that's going to be on the station for the week or whatever on there, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of reporting on the air too.
Nice. Sounds like good. Now, from our show, you did, like I said, season one with us. I believe you did 4 shows. And I have been getting a lot of feedback on emails recently about, hey, bring that news guy back on.
Really?
I thought it was important to get you back on here, at least to check in with us. I know you've been busy with your getting your career going and all, but we wanted to at least say hi.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Have you got a nice following going on? Because, like I said, we've been getting emails. I believe someone called 2 weeks ago and asked about you off the air, too, as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So why don't you go through and remind people who forgotten or people who are just now joining us about, I know you have, you're on a website, correct?
Yes, Mark Heideman TV. I started it in 2010 just because I feel like the news stations around us focus more on the Tri-City areas, and I wanted to bring more attention to northern mid-Michigan news, so I started that. I'm 15 years old, and I have a strong interest in news, and that's what I want to do as my career when I'm older. So I just thought I would start it now with that.
Yeah. And like I said, for those of you who don't know or haven't been listening too long, back to season one, Marky was a big contributor to that show. I believe he did like 10 minutes, segment each week.
Oh, yeah.
The reviews for that was amazing. So we really want to get you back on. I really appreciate you coming on and saying hi with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
And now our co-host is finally joining us. Coach K, what's up?
Yeah, what is up? You know, I'm out here at work trying to make some money, you know.
I got you.
You know how that goes, but yeah, I'm here. I'm able to be with us now. I should be here for pretty much the rest of the show, so all good.
Yeah, so.
Looking forward to a good night. Going to have some sports talk with Coach K here a little bit later, and then we'll Aaron's going to shoot us with Odd World News, right, Aaron?
I got that one. The story's lined up for that. I think I'm going to do two with this week because I saw two pretty odd news.
Sweet.
These headlines that we're going to get into. So we're looking to have Coach K in studio with us a little bit later. He's calling from an outside line at the moment. We're going to try to get him in here. So.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a look of what's to come. We're going to go
out. Hey, by the way, Aaron got a new computer. I just got to say. I read the specs, and I got to say this thing must be phenomenal. So I'm sure that's what we're running off of tonight, right, Aaron?
That's correct.
Sweetness. Well, can't wait to get down there and give that thing a whirl and see how it runs. So, all right, well, hit us up with some good music, Aaron.
I will. Right before we do that, though, I'm going to hook us up with some good sponsors. We'll be right back. This is Aaron Hebert.
And it's Coach K. Yeah, it's Coach K.
I'm the Andy Manger Show on Fastlane Radio.
West Branch Veterinary Services is a fully staffed, completely equipped medical facility for companion animals and farm animals. West Branch Veterinary Service exists to provide exemplary care to animals, always mindful of their comfort and needs, as well as the needs and concerns of you, their clients. Their facility is located at 1938 Dam Road, West Branch, Michigan. Dr. Smith, Dr. Bartlett, and Dr. Lucas offer 5 exam rooms, in-house lab equipment, x-ray equipment, boarding kennel, and an equine hauling facility. If you are in need of their services, please give them a call at 989-345-5363. Team Hodges of West Branch treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Their experienced sales staff is eager to share its knowledge and enthusiasm with you. They encourage you to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. You can also request more information about a vehicle using their online form or by calling Team Hodges of West Branch, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
For all your lumber and building needs, check out Bernard's Building Center in all Grand Michigan.
G's Pizzeria and Deli, located at 200 West Houghton, beautiful downtown West Branch. Established in 1983 to bring you a unique dining experience. They offer pizza, subs, burgers, pasta, and so much more. With great family dining, affordable pricing, and an excellent atmosphere, you really can't go wrong. If you want to take a break from your day to catch a game on the TV, they got you covered in that area too. Dine in or take out. G's Pizzeria.
I'm from the city of angels. Have a shifty star on the walk of fame. And I got Cali love, that's my homeboy game. West Coast till I die, ain't a damn thing changed. My Dodgers fitted in, my Chucks laced up. Young and reckless, we the rich and famous. What? Holly, palm trees, the city's on me. Paparazzi movies, Louis Pack, we move key. Come out and play, we be serving hella yay. California dreaming, I'm from hella, hella A. The land of the Lakers, the Sunset Strip. That OG push, that one hit quit. I love the nightlife, addicted to the drama. We keep the block hot like the Bahamas. It's my city, shifty shelter, drop it on me. I'm pissing all the way. California.
make this any clearer. I'm getting hella coochie on the nightly, Kira. Getting hella paper on the daily, Carson. I ain't spitting fire, homie, I'm committing arson. First I'm out in Hollywood, then I'm hitting slouching. Guess I only do it just so she can see me flousing. Everywhere I go, got girlies hanging from my boots. And I'm illy like that rapper that be claiming he's a Martian. I got skills, so I flout him. You can find me a triple dub that I'm pretty freaking awesome. Backslash, I rule, I know, I'm cool. Can't nobody rock a freaking party like I do. Some hate, but I don't let it bother me. I just give them my Twitter account so they can follow me. Hated to say, I rap L.A. Cause they love me from the valley, so I'm good at L.A.
I'm gonna make money. What is up? My name's Aaron Eber.
My name's Andrew Kleinsteiber.
This is a little weird. I'm not going to lie. Just trying to do a show from two different locations.
All right. It's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but if you're wondering why there's a little bit of delay between the two of us, because we're not looking at each other, so I can't really say. I can't give you those motions. Hurry up.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
What's up?
Tell us about those shows we got going on. When's that first one happening?
I will go over the first one, but you, my friend, can go over the second one.
It's true.
And the first one is December 6th at the Hard Rock in Orlando. That is, I believe, at Universal Studios, and that's going to be December 6th with Slaughter and Vince Neil of Motley Crue, two iconic acts on there, as well as a little local touch, local homeboys from West Branch, which Cradle of the Fall will be doing intermission of that band. You can catch tickets at, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster, endoftheworldtour.net, as well as upfrontentertainmentlive.com. And in Detroit on December 21st will be...
Yeah, that's the end of the world show, man. 21st, you know, the world's ending on 22nd, so... And that night, you better be out there so we can party it out going into the end of the world, you know, have a last hoorah. And then after that's over, you know, after midnight, you know, we'll have an after party for all of us survivors because the Mayans are idiots. The world's not going to end. Everyone knows that. So anyways, Y2K, all the rest of that crazy hoopla bull crap. But anyways, we're going to have a good time. We're going to hang out. We're going to rock out. We're going to have a... Vince Neil from Motley Crue and Great White and Queensryche and Slaughter at that event. So it's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. It will be downtown Detroit, too, just for you so you know. And that's going to be at the Masonic Temple. And tickets for that one are going fast. So they're anywhere from, $45 to $150, depending upon where you want to sit at. And, you know, obviously tickets for the after party and all that jazz. And some meet and greets beforehand, if they're not already sold out, so check into that. And, you know, you can catch all that stuff. And it's going to be a blast. Same place, Ticketmaster.com, IntoTheWorldTour.net, UpFrontEntertainmentLive.com. It's going to be a blast. So.
Yes. I'm working out some different things with our studio because we have a new program. And it is awesome. We can have background music playing behind us while we're talking. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Gotta love it. I love new technology. Especially technology that works.
Yeah, that's a lot better when it's working for us. Anyway, we're going to get right back to the music. This is Over the Edge by Rashai.
Surrender and you Living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, parole to police vibes. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake to make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake to make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that at the endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's filled with the kiss and the thank you, miss.
Come and dance with me.
Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, y'all make till that shit should make me go crazy.
Come and dance with me. 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 Come and dance with me.
What is up? My name is Aaron Abram, and we're live in the craft plane. Sorry, I had to black out some of the background noise because we are doing this location live. Be sure to give me a call in today. Tell me what you think. You can give us a shout on the air. Tell us what you think of the show. Any thoughts? You should give us a call 718-766-4744. 718-766-4744. Let's see if Coach K is ready to join up with us. Coach K, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing. We're just in the middle of approaching. We are approaching our halfway point. Like I was saying a little earlier, we're going to hopefully get to sports talk with Coach K towards the beginning of the second half. So.
Yeah, Coach K will be in the house real soon.
Do you have any previews you want to get on the way for, out of the way for us?
Yeah, it's been some crazy football time lately. It was a decent game last night between Saints and the Falcons. And hey, man, this weekend college is going to their championship games for all the conferences and that. So it's an exciting time. Hopefully, next year we'll be gearing up for a playoff, but we'll get into all that stuff. And, well, you don't like the playoffs?
How do you like the playoffs?
It'll be much better. But anyways, yeah. So we're gonna be gearing into that and towards who I think's gonna win what and who's gonna make it where and who should win the Heisman, and we'll go from there. So I'll be in house real soon, and we'll hit that up.
All right. We're waiting for Coach K to get in the store with us, or get in the building with us. We're going to go to smoke some and jam some. This is Blowing Up Kentucky.
We're going to tackle on this altar if we don't take our course. up in the hills and they don't pay much bills. The people think they're dumb. They get that moonshine, make you feel so fine. Get out those blue band shoes. Then Mr. Z by his soul train coming, took it all away. Now all they're saying is the blues. They sold their souls to the cold and their mountains on their bones and they say, well, in a decade we're lucky. The air is turning brown and the water's getting gummy. It waves, you know that my feet are blowing up. Gummy, blow it up. Here comes a little mountaintop removal.
this is Tanya from Prescott. I'm listening to Aaron Aber in Fastlane. He's in beast mode tonight.
Thank you for that. My name's Aaron Aber.
My name's Andrew Kleinsteiner.
And this is the Aaron and Andrew Show on Fastlane Radio. You should call and give us a shout-out. Give us a call at 718-766-4744. Coach K's finally joining us now.
Yeah, we're here.
What's going on?
Good stuff. We're here.
It's about time,
And it is.
It's nice to have a co-host, you know, when I'm doing a double show, you know, with a co-host.
Yeah.
All right, without further ado, we're going to get into Odd World News. Delay, I'm going to buzz myself because I kind of deserve that. This is a little out of place. So today we're going to do our Odd World News segment. I'm going to do one now and then one a little bit later because I got another good one that I think deserves listening to. So I'm going to pump up some background music and we'll get to Odd World News. All right. Today's topic is mustache transplant on the rise in the East.
Dig it.
Yes. Oh, November is coming to a close in the United States, but in the Middle East, reportedly men are seeking mustache transplants in order to give their facial hair a thicker and fuller appearance. Now, for some men who want to look young and juniorish, they think a mustache is a must-look senior. More professional.
Oh. Sorry, there's an amazing dunk this guy is going after. Plays for the Denver Nuggets. And he's like an alley-oop dunk, and this guy just totally got stuffed by the rim.
Andrew,
yeah.
Your segment's a little bit later.
That's true, and it is. Go ahead, Odd World News. Mustache.
Right. Yes. Anyway. Altogether, outpatient procedures cost about $7,000 to get your mustache implanted. Now, how much would you pay to get your mustache implanted?
Me? I wouldn't pay nothing. I think stashes are weird.
You have a stash?
A little bit. It goes along with the rest of my facial hair, but a stash on its own?
Now that Movember is over, are you going to shave it all off?
I'm not going with nothing. My lovely boss, better known as wife, would not allow that to happen. So, yeah. So I'm going to keep a little something there. Just trim it down.
An Indian man was recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's longest mustache at 14 feet. Now, I honestly think that's a little ridiculous, but if you're in the Middle East, say India, Iran, Egypt, if you want to grow your mustaches, be a man and grow some real hair. You don't got to pay $7,000 to have someone do it for you. We're going to get out to a quick commercial break, and then we'll get back to Sports Talk with Coach K.
West Branch Veterinary Services is a fully staffed, completely equipped medical facility for companion animals and farm animals. West Branch Veterinary Service exists to provide exemplary care to animals, always mindful of their comfort and needs, as well as the needs and concerns of you, their clients. Their facility is located at 1938 Dam Road, West Branch, Michigan. Dr. Smith, Dr. Bartlett, and Dr. Lucas offer 5 exam rooms, in-house lab equipment, x-ray equipment, boarding kennel, and an equine hauling facility. If you are in need of their services, please give them a call at 989-345-5363. Team Hodges of West Branch treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Their experienced sales staff is eager to share its knowledge and enthusiasm with you. They encourage you to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. You can also request more information about a vehicle using their online form or by calling. Team Hodges of West Branch, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
G's Pizzeria and Deli, located at 200 West Houghton, in beautiful downtown West Branch. Established in 1983 to bring you a unique dining experience. They offer pizza, subs, burgers, pasta, and so much more. With great family dining, affordable pricing, and an excellent atmosphere, you really can't go wrong. If you want to take a break from your day to catch a game on the TV, they got you covered in that area too. Dine in or take out. G's Pizzeria.
This is the Fast Lane Radio, the Aaron and Andrew Show, put on by Upfront Entertainment, with special thanks to the executive producers, Gary and Elaine. All right, what's up? This is Andrew, and this is Sports Talk with Coach K, and I am Coach K. So here we are. Going to get into it now and tell you what we got going on, what's going on in the sporting world. This is a pretty phenomenal, dominant. Somehow I'm hearing an echo somewhere, but that's cool. So anyways, yeah, it's a little different, but it's cool. Anyway, so we're going to get right into it. making Aaron spin his wheels over here. Right now, we're in the middle of a game in NCAA football. It's the Pac-12 Championship. It is the fourth quarter, and it is 24-24. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, buddy. But anyways, no, it's 24-24 as Stanford totally dominated UCLA a couple of weeks ago. And so anyways, now it's tied up. So whoever wins this game is going to go to the whoever wins this game will be in the Rose Bowl facing against whoever wins the Big Ten Championship, which is either going to be Nebraska or Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it's not our Michigan Wolverines, as we were so hoping that Iowa would pull off some sort of an upset in a windy game a couple of weeks ago there. It was like 45-mile-an-hour wind blowing across the field, and they just were not able to pull it out. But it was a valiant effort by Iowa, and Nebraska pulled through. So if only we would have realized that Devin Gardner was the quarterback he is, we would be in this game. But for some reason, they tried to play Jay Bellamy, who cannot play quarterback in the Big Ten, obviously. So we lost to Nebraska, unfortunately. And so anyways, we'll still get a decent bowl bid. Now, moving on to what we got going on. What's happened here, as you guys all know, we kind of talked about it if you were with us on on Monday night, not this past Monday, but the week before, on our Monday night show, which is the Point After with Coach K, 7:30 to 8:30. Be sure you check that out. We take you right into Monday Night Football. However, if you were on that show, you know that we've got a bunch of one-loss teams now, and the only undefeated team happens to be the same team that Jonathan kept telling me that he bought Notre Dame stock yet. Have you bought Notre Dame stock yet? And here's my word. If anybody in their right mind bought Notre Dame stock, sell it now and sell it fast, because it's as high as it's going to get ever now, because they will not win the national championship, as there is essentially a play-in game going to happen tomorrow, in which case Georgia will face Alabama for the SEC championship. And everyone seemingly has just said, you know, that Alabama is going to be in the national championship now. Everyone just kind of claims Alabama's victory in this game. But I'm really looking for Aaron Murray to pull something out huge and do something big. And I'm thinking that Georgia just might pull the upset here on Alabama. I'm thinking it is possible. It is definitely possible that that happens. So anyways, I don't know. Everyone's just crowning Alabama the national champions again, and I'm not buying it. I'm thinking that in this game, I'm going to go with the underdog, and I'm going to pick Georgia. However, I'm going to continue to say the same thing. The team that deserves in from the SEC is not in the SEC championship, and that's Florida. Florida has played five ranked teams. They played the number two team. They played three teams in the top 10. They played two teams in the top five. Alabama has played two all year. All right, Georgia has played two all year. And the team that's played five in and only lost one game in the SEC, albeit it was to Georgia, now that team's not going to be in. It just seems to make no sense to me why Florida is not ranked up there. I mean, I do get that they're not in the championship game. They did lose to Georgia, but, you know, that's pretty much Georgia's only marquee victory. I mean, I don't know. I watched Florida go in and beat the number two team in the nation and knock off South Carolina when they were high up there. I mean, I watched Florida go into Florida State, who was ranked number 10 just this past week, and go in and dominate them. So, you know, I see them play them. They've played a much tougher schedule. The only team that they did not play, which actually Florida also beat LSU, who pretty much just about beat Alabama, albeit but one play there in the end. Thanks to a long run by the running back T.J. Yeldon. But, you know, if it wasn't for that, they lose that game. So, you know, I don't know. I think that Florida really deserves it, which is saying a lot coming from a Tennessee Volunteer fan who is a Florida hater. But I don't like Alabama either. So, you know, the two teams I don't like are both up there. But I do think it says a lot that you've got Alabama, Georgia, and Florida right there at 2, 3, and 4. So that says a lot about the SEC, in my opinion. A lot of people say, oh, they're not this, they're not that, they're not what they're made out to be. And Notre Dame will find out who the SEC is one way or another, because one of those teams is in. So Notre Dame will find out who the SEC is. And that's my words. So in honor of Jonathan, if you bought Notre Dame stock, in which case I did not, apparently it would have been a good investment up until this point, but if you're familiar with the stock market at all, you want to sell high, not when it's low. So sell now, because they're going down, baby. Mark my words, they will get destroyed. So that being said, we'll move on. There's also going to be the Big Ten National Championship. Big Ten's not been in a national championship in a while, except for Ohio State, who somehow has had some good years there, apparently cheating to do so. But, you know, anyways, we'll move on from that. Got to bash them crazy Buckeyes. I mean, what team is a nut? I mean, really? You're going to be a nut for your mascot? I just think that's stupid. But anyways, moving on. Nebraska's facing Wisconsin in this game. Who really, Ohio State should be in this game. Them and Penn State both beat Wisconsin, and so – you know, they were both above Wisconsin in the standings. However, due to the fact of what's happened at both of those campuses there, they're neither one eligible for the game. So That puts Wisconsin in, and I don't really see Nebraska having a tough time with Wisconsin too much. I mean, Penn State was able to pull them off there and beat them there in the end. You've got the ACC championship in Georgia Tech and Florida State. I don't really see Florida State having much of an issue with this game here. Kansas State is playing Texas for the Big 12 championship there. So that's kind of what you got going on. We got these championship games. We essentially got the play-in game there from the SEC to see who's going to make it in to face Notre Dame and dominate their face, either team. So I actually think that against Notre Dame, Alabama has a better shot just based on matchups and based on strengths. But I don't think that and by the way, the MAC championship game, many people forget about that. As we have some teams in the MAC here in Michigan, as you guys would know, Central Michigan is in the MAC. So anyways, Northern Illinois have beat Kent State, and so they are. Stanford just kicked a field goal, so now they're up 27-24. 6:49 left in the fourth quarter, so that's what's going on there. Really, there's a lot of coaching changes that's going to happen this offseason as some teams. I got to talk about my beloved Vols here for just a minute, as they've already fired their coach, Derek Dooley, who is kind of a joke. So great, great man. I really respect the character, but, you know, he just cannot coach. So, you know, you can be a great guy and have great character and not be able to coach, and that's kind of what happened. So we're looking for a new coach. You know, they talked to John Gruden, and we're really a lot of the people in Tennessee really wanted John Gruden. I wanted John Gruden. However, I also said, you know, I don't think that'll ever happen, as it won't. He said he wants to stay with ESPN. He's you know, everyone says, oh, he'll have to come back to coaching, but he says no. He says he absolutely loves announcing. So we'll see what happens with that. I do think though that next year, you would see teams, depending upon how they do it, if they do it the right way, you would see Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Notre Dame in the playoff there. However, I would also like to see it be a 6-team playoff, in my opinion, so that way you would have Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Oregon, and Kansas State in. That's what I would really like to see, is a 16 playoff. I think that at the moment they're scheduled for a 14 playoff, but I don't think a 16 playoff is very, very far behind. So that's been our NCAA football segment. We're going to move into our NFL segment and our weekly pick segment here from the NFL. And this week it is going to be sponsored by the lovely G's Pizzeria, who we're sitting at right here. Last night, the Falcons won 23-13. They did defeat the Saints, so pretty much any hope that the Saints would ever make the playoffs or anything this year, I don't know how people thought that. Drew Brees was 28-50 for 341 yards with zero touchdowns and five interceptions. He did apologize after the game. I think that speaks of numbers when you're starting quarterback, has to apologize for his play to the fans. Wow, I don't know what to say about that, except for, wow. So anyways, Drew Brees was not his normal self, and he, the Falcons pulled it off. They're still 6-0 at home, undefeated at home, and they're 11-1. Still have the best record in the NFL, along with the Texans. So pretty interesting there. I did not pick Atlanta to be doing as well as they are. I did pick the Texans in the Super Bowl along with the 49ers, whom the 49ers have named Colin Kaepernick as their starting quarterback, which is really interesting to me. I mean, he's definitely got some intangibles. He's got the size over Alex Smith. There's many things that he has over Alex Smith, except for I look at it and say, okay, when you look at the passer ratings, who has a better passer rating than Alex Smith in the NFL? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. No one else has a better passer rating than him. Oh, I apologize, an RG3. So you got four guys above him, and you're going to start Colin Kaepernick over a healthy Alex Smith. It just doesn't make sense to me. But, I do think that if the wheel starts rolling, you have to keep it rolling. You don't stop the wheel that's already rolling. So since it's working and Kaepernick's won the last two games and he's, played pretty decent, then that's what they're going to do. They're going to keep rolling with him. I am picking the Niners to beat the Rams. Many people have picked the Rams in this one. I, however, have not. I'm picking San Francisco. Looking at our schedule here, we got the Seahawks and the Bears. As the Bears have dropped to 8-3 and not looked as good as they have recently. So I actually like the Seahawks at home, so I'm taking the Seahawks. Jaguars at the Bills. Who really cares about this game? Unless you have like a CJ Spiller on your fantasy team, I don't really think anyone else cares. So I'm going to go with, I guess I'll have to go with the Bills. Just because Spiller seems to be the best player in the game, in my opinion. The Colts at the Lions. This is a pretty phenomenal game to me. Brown's done good. Reggie Wayne is having a phenomenal year, which I got to say that Calvin Johnson is on track to break the record this year. Many would say, the Madden curse has been upon him. He's not done very much. I don't know what game you've been watching, but he has definitely done his part. Even though that Stafford did not play as well and throwing the ball the way he should, he's still done his part. He has 1,257 yards right now, albeit he only has four touchdowns. So I guess if you're saying, well, he's not been in the end zone, I'm sorry, but no one makes it in 16 times in a year. That just is unheard of. And, I mean, he did do that last year, which he is phenomenal, but he is on track right now. I believe he's averaging 131 yards a game. That's pretty phenomenal, in my opinion. And he is on track to break the record for the most yards that's held by Jerry Rice, which is like 1,800 and something. So if he keeps that up, man, we're going to see him break a record there. And I think a record-breaking year denies the fact that the Madden curse has been upon him. So anyways, I am actually going to probably take the Colts in this game. They're surging. We're on the downfall. Our team's kind of in a rebound year. We've seen what's happened with Sue as he's playing really well again and all that kind of crap. So I just got to go with the Colts. Hate to say it. Surprised Aaron's not buzzing me, but I'm taking the Colts. Then we got the Packers and the Vikings. I'm taking the Packers. I just don't see – I know that Jordy Nelson there and Greg Jennings is back. He will be playing in this game. He's been practicing all week, so he's back in this game. So I'm taking the Packers over the Vikings. Texans at the Titans. Looking for some huge changes in the Titans this offseason. I'm thinking that so far there's only about one guy that seems to have solidified a job there next year, and that's Chris Johnson, as he's been absolutely phenomenal. He's almost eclipsing 1,000 yards now. He's right up there in the top of the league. So I'm taking the Texans. I don't see any way they lose to the Titans. You got the Panthers, who are 3-8 versus the Chiefs. And once again, unless you have screwed up and got Cam Newton on your fantasy team, really, who cares about this game? I got to go, I guess, with the Panthers just because of Cam Newton, and I think he's the best player in that game. Patriots at the Dolphins. If you don't take Tom Terrific, if you don't take Wes Welker, Stephen Ridley, these guys that are dominating right now, you have to be an idiot. I have to go with the Patriots. Jets at the Cardinals. Cardinals were a preseason phenomenon as they were undefeated for the first four games, and that's the only games they've won so far. They're now 4-7, as are the Jets. And I don't see any reason why anyone would care about this game either, really, unless you're maybe a Jets fan. Rex Ryan deserves to be fired. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm feeling kind of blunt and obvious tonight. So anyways, fire Rex Ryan. He's a joke. And I'm taking the Cardinals, I guess, in this game. So the Broncos and the Buccaneers. both teams have really been, both teams have really been resurgent so far. Willis McGahee's out, but Knowshon Moreno came back from not even playing all year and started the game and pretty much dominated. So I don't see how you can go against the Broncos. Then you move on to the next game, which is the Browns and the Raiders. Both teams are 3-8. Once again, why do you care about this game? So I don't know. I'm just going to take the Browns just because I like Trent Richardson, SEC guy. I'll take them. Bengals 6-5 versus the Chargers, who are 4-7. I've got to take the Bengals. Andy Dalton has been phenomenal as of recent. Their running game's not bad. I like A.J. Green. I've got to take them. Steelers versus the Ravens. I've got to take the Ravens in this one, which, great news, it appears as though it probably still will be the last year for Ray Lewis, but he will be back this year. He will be back this year. And we'll see him playing again on December 16th. So I don't know how this guy does it, but he's phenomenal. And you'll see him. You'll see him back again this year. So we're looking forward to that. Ravens, they will be making a playoff appearance. I'm quite certain of it. Then you got the Cowboys and the Eagles. I don't know. Vic and McCoy are both out. So you got to go with the Cowboys. Then on Monday night, the Monday night game, probably the best game of the week, is the Redskins versus the Giants. And I have to go with the 16 touchdowns, the 2,500 yards passing of RG3. So I am taking the Redskins. Mark it on the calendar. The Skins are my team. I'm going to jump here into the standings real quick and what's going on, who still has a shot, and all that kind of good stuff. So in the NFC East, Washington's 5-6 and New York's 7-4. So, you know, if Washington wins this game, they have a good shot. They still can come back. However, it appears as though New York's in the lead there. The NFC North, Chicago is 8-3, but they've been on the downslide, and Green Bay's 7-4. Green Bay definitely has a shot to win this one, and somehow our Lions are in last place. I hate to say that. It burns me to say that. We're behind Minnesota even. Wow. Well, that's where we sit, I guess. So moving on, NFC South, we've got Atlanta, who's pretty much wrapped that one up, and Tampa Bay, who looks like they have a good shot for a they look like they have definitely got a good shot. Right now it's them and Seattle sitting in the spots for the NFC wild cards slots. But, you know, with a couple weeks left, Washington's not out of the mix. Minnesota's not out of the mix. Dallas isn't out of the mix. But that's pretty much it. I mean, New Orleans losing this game, dropping them down to 5-7, kind of puts them out of the mix. But interesting year that a 5-6 team, a 6-5 team is in the right slot for that. Anyways, moving on to the AFC, New England pretty much wrapped their division up as they got the AFC East. Baltimore's pretty much got theirs. Houston at 10-1 is taking the AFC South, and Denver at 8-3 is looking like they pretty much got the wrap on that game, on that division there in the AFC West. Thinking about their wild cards, you got Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, who both have a shot. At the current moment, we've got Indianapolis in the slot there, so Indy is in first place right now for a wild card. So I'm looking for Indianapolis to come back and resurge and make it into the playoffs if no one ever thought that they would. So that's awful interesting. So, that's where it's at. That's been our weekly pick segment here, sponsored by G's Pizzeria. Just going to kind of hit a couple of more things here really quickly. The NHL is still in a lockout. As I'm told, they're going to be – they're coming to an end of this lockout, but I don't know. The season is just getting more and more games canceled. game after game after game canceled. And so it's a bummer. We're missing Hockey Town. We're missing it. So I'd like to see them playing. NBA, we kind of have some things going on here. We're watching the Denver and Lakers game. The biggest news of what happened last night is the San Antonio Spurs were set to play like their fourth game in four nights. And they were on the road in Miami and they decided to sit all of their starters and send them back home. So you had no Tim Duncan, you had no, any of them guys. They were all sitting out, which was just like everyone's hounding Popovich and all this stuff. But I like it, man. I like it. Sit your guys, man. Who cares about the regular season? People don't care about it anyways. Let's just watch the playoffs. So anyways, that's been our NBA segment, as I'm not a huge NBA guy. But I know some are, so that's about that. So this has been Sports Talk with Coach K, and we are live in the Fast Lane right here in downtown West Branch at Lovely G's Pizzeria, and this is the Aaron and Andrew Show. So without further ado, we are going to get back into it.
At McLaren, we're more than one of the top integrated healthcare networks in the nation.
Bay City, Davison.
That's because we're more than our extensive number of locations and our many medical centers across the state.
Mount Clemens, Pontiac.
We're more than the sum of our 15,000 employees and 10,000 network doctors.
Clarkston, Mount Pleasant.
More than the leading-edge technology we bring to bear and the advanced clinical research we embrace.
Flint, Lapeer, Lansing.
That's because we're all here for one reason: to help build healthier people and stronger communities. And now, we'll all share the same name, McLaren.
Bay Regional Medical Center is now McLaren Bay Region. The same great care with a new McLaren name. McLaren Bay Region. Now, more than ever, there's more to McLaren.
Visit us at McLaren.org.
My name's Aaron Abel. We're live in the Fast Lane. If you want to get in and give us a call, give us a call at 718-766-4744. 718-766-4744. I got a big interview coming for you right now from Hollywood, the board. Big G, what's up?
Hey, how's everyone? I am.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. I hear that you just won a big music award. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really happy about this. It's like a big appreciation for me. I won a Hollywood Music Media American Music Award in an electronic dance music EDM dubstep category as a producer and songwriter with the project that I was doing. And actually, like, I didn't even think about it, like, I'm going to get nominated or anything. I was just, like, very happy to get it. And I don't know. I don't know what should I say. I was, like, so happy.
All right. Now, why don't you tell us about the project you're working on?
Excuse me? What is the project I'm working on right now? Well,
correct.
I'm working, I'm as like, a producer, I'm always working on, like, all kinds of different projects. We just finished the touring with my band. It's like Shifty's Crazy Town in the summertime. So we're taking a little break right now and like working on new songs. And as a producer, I wanted to try myself like on different kind of levels also. And as a keyboard player and working in studios, I started working with actually from other artists from different countries. So I made a Sufi music mixed together with electronic dance music, which is kind of like a weird mix and a very hybrid something. And I never thought it's going to become so interesting. So I finished that project and we won this award with these things, and I have lots of interest in playing as a DJ and like doing live shows, and I don't know, I'm very happy people like this, what I'm doing.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been in the music career?
In the music business? Oh, my God. Since, like, I don't know, how old are you? 1986, 87, something like that. I started long time ago. Like, basically, I'm from Europe, actually, from Hungary, from Italy, and I just grew up together with all these new wave keyboards and analog synthesizers, and probably this is one of my big influences. That's why I'm producing music, and I'm in love with keyboards and instruments.
All right. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your work with Crazy Town?
What did I do with Crazy Town, or what I'm planning to do with Crazy Town?
Both. We'll start from the beginning.
Oh, so start from the beginning. You interested about my music career? Yeah. I was going in and out of the country since, basically, I'm not a United States citizen, so I was always involved in the music since I came first time in 1991 or 92 or something like that. And my first band was based on a Holland and Hungarian mixed weird band in alternative rock scenes, and we started working in smart studios in Wisconsin with Brian Anderson, who was a YouTube sound engineer and produced a couple of albums. Also, my band was working together with the band Garbage, and they produced our first or the second album, I don't know exactly. We got nominated a couple of times in MTV Music Awards, but like based on not being Americans, like we didn't have that much chance. So I was always traveling in and out, and one day I decided, okay, you know what, I stay here. So I started working with band here, and I ended up next to Shifty, and we played so many things with Crazy Town. Before Crazy Town, I was playing as a session musician with other bands, like Field Terror, like, I don't know, like so many other projects I play. I didn't take them so serious, but I really love Shifty. He became one of my best friends. And through him, I just got lost in the music industry in Hollywood. So, I don't know what do you want to hear more. I have so many projects I'm doing. I really like to work with independent artists. And I'm doing lots of remixes, lots of electronic music, lots of dubstep and house, progressive house, but I'm mostly based on this alternative rock things, and I'm so happy to play with my band.
Yeah, now I know that you've worked with Crazy Town, and they've had some songs that went very far and stuff. What other bands have you worked with that are, big bands that are
like
well-known?
As producing their stuff, or, like, writing, or, like, as, like, producing, I produce lots of bands, like, I don't know, I don't want to mention any big names. Like, I did Rihanna's remix and wrote songs. We're working with Paul Oakenfold, like lots of songs, and different projects, even in different genres. Playing in bands, like, I would say I was playing only with Crazy Town, like, with Shifty Crazy Town. That was my favorite. That's what I was really taking serious.
Yeah. Now, do you enjoy playing more and being out there at the live shows playing?
Oh, my God. I'm dying playing out.
Yeah.
I love it. That's my life. That's the
now,
best
you like
thing
that
ever.
Better? You like that more, or you like the producer side of things better?
It's I don't know. If someone's decided, being in this music industry and you really enjoy what you're doing and you dedicated your life to being on this scene, I think it doesn't matter for you. It's in live music on stage or like producing songs in the studio with different artists. It just makes you happy once, like, people enjoying what you're doing. You're the happiest one on the earth. Like, it makes me happy even just seeing people smiling, or like they've been happy, like, just hearing my music. So, and this is very interesting thing. The music is very international. Like, you're hearing my broken English, but it doesn't matter what kind of level of English I'm talking. Music is an international language, so everyone understands, and everyone's gonna understand all the time. It doesn't matter what kind of genre you're talking about. I'm very happy to producing, or like even like providing music for people. So that makes me happy.
Yes, and
real quick, I know you're busy before I let you go. What would you like to? I mean, what would you like to say to inspiring producers or musicians who are looking to get maybe to, you know, get themselves to the point of success that you've had? What words of wisdom would you give them?
Again, please. I don't hear you very well.
Yes, I said. What kind of words of wisdom would you give to upcoming artists who maybe would like to maybe, you know, get themselves in a position to have the success that you've had? Are you there, BG? Are you there? Are you there? I think we lost them.
Yeah, you know how phones go. It happens in and out of service. So, anyways, that's awesome having him on the show.
We're reconnected. Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I just lost the line. What was the question? What kind of advice I have to the people to get inspired? Like, I don't know. Just don't get too excited, like in running up to the industry and just seeing the money wise thing. You know, that's not the most important thing. You just have to do always things because you really believe it and you really like it. And if someone's believing things, Harvard's gonna pay off always. So that's I never do decisions like after like what's the name of the artist and what level they're doing. I always do decisions. I like the music, or I really feel that. So I'm always going after my feelings. I had chance to work with lots of different artists. Some productions behind the whole productions, like mostly about like the industry standing up and like they going after profits and everything, which is cool because nowadays we're all selling. You know, like this is all about selling, you know, more CDs and everything, but. But being as a musician, like just seeing the production, I'm not sure that's the most important thing for the production. So I always believe, if you believe in the things what you're doing and you put your heart on it, the production is going to sell either way. And it's not about money. So if that's a good inspiration for someone, then I'm happy. I don't know what should I say.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us, PG.
You're very welcome, Aaron. See you next time.
Yep. This is Shifty's Crazy Town with City of Angels.
I'm from the City of Angels. Know my name, soon I'll have a Shifty star on the Walk of Fame. And I got Cali love, that's my homeboy game. West Coast till I die, ain't a damn thing changed. My Dodgers fitted in, my Chucks laced up. Young and reckless, we the rich and famous. What? Harleys, palm trees, the city's on me. Paparazzi's movies, Louis Pack, we move key. Come out and play, we be serving hella yay. California dreaming, I'm from LA, LA. The land of the Lakers, the Sunset Strip. That OG push, that one hit quit. I love the nightlife, addicted to the drama. We keep the block hot like the Bahamas. It's my city, Shifty Sheldon, drop it on me. Bitch, they all truly California.
That I can make this any clearer. I'm getting hella coochie on the nightly, Kira. Getting hella paper on the daily, Carson. I ain't spitting fire, homie, I'm committing arson. First I'm out in Hollywood, then I'm hitting slouching. Guess I only do it just so she can see me flousing. Everywhere I go, got girlies hanging from my boots. And I'm illy like that rapper that be claiming he's a Martian. I got skills, so I flouse him. You can find me a triple dub that I'm pretty freaking awesome. Backslash, I rule, I know, I'm cool. Can't nobody rock a freaking party like I some hate, but I don't let it bother me. I just give them my Twitter account so they can follow me. Hated to say, I rap L.A. Cause they love me from the valley. I'm from the city of L.A.
County blues, but I still bleed red. Yeah, they call me Tattooed Man, and I pray to God with these tattooed hands. You can love me, you can hate me, that's the way that I am. LA will take you, it'll break you, it'll make you a man.
Kobe with the clutch game on my fourth quarter ish, in and out deep. I won't serve it till you order it. All the way turned up on my Travis Porter ish. Rock go dash to the cash, get more of it. More hits in LA than the Dodger. I'm heavy in the streets, can you copy that, Roger? And my pride is what you never take from me, and I never let the money make me. I make money.
What is up? My name is Aaron Abair.
My name is Andrew Kleinsteiner.
And that was Shifty's Crazy Town with City of Angels. Shifty's giving us a nice little interview right before that. And we do want to let you know that we have a big show coming up next week in Orlando. That's at the Hard Rock Live at Universal Studios.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. Bummer that I have to miss that one, but... as it is getting cold here in Michigan, and we do have the snow here, it would be a great thing to get away and get down there. So if anybody in Michigan is listening, man, buy you a ticket. I think if you can get one from Detroit to Orlando, they probably have pretty decent flights. You know, that those are big hubs. So catch you a flight, get down there, check the show out. It's going to be a blast. Tell everybody you know that lives down there in Orlando, Florida, that lives in Florida at all, to get down there and check that show out. It's going to be a blast. I am totally bummed about having to miss this one, but Aaron will be there representing us here from Fastlane Radio, and I know that he's going to have a blast without me, as I'm sad. But anyways, you know, it's going to be sweet. It's on the Hard Rock Live, which is at Universal Studios, sort of. They have two theme parks there, and it is kind of like on a boardwalk before you get in there, is where the Hard Rock Live is. So make sure you get that. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, as well as UpfrontEntertainmentLive.com and EndOfTheWorldTour.net. So check those out. And we will have straight here from right out of West Branch, we're going to have Cradle of the Fall there at that show. So they're going to be the intermission band. And we'll also have Vince Neil from Motley Crue singing all the Motley Crue jams, which you've heard on the show tonight, a bunch of them, as well as we will have Slaughter there. And so it's going to be a blast. We've heard some of them tonight, too. So make sure you get out there. And then the last show of this tour is going to be on December 21st. That's going to be in downtown West Branch. West Branch. Love it.
Nice.
That's where we're sitting right now at G's Pizzeria. So I just love West Branch, man. We live here. It's great. All right. Well, anyway.
Well, let me take over. How's that?
Yeah.
The second show is
going to
be in downtown Detroit. That's the most. Will you stop laughing at me?
Dig it, man. I dig it.
Downtown Detroit at the Masonic Temple. And that is going to feature Vince Neil from Motley Crue, Slaughter, as well as Great White and Queensryche. That show is going to be the end of the world tour, because as you know, the Mayans predicted the world to end that night. And for all those who don't die in the Great Armageddon, we're going to have a survivor's bash going up at 4 in the morning, and that's going to be fun. You can get tickets for that, and I highly recommend you getting a table for that, because it's going to be an awesome, awesome night, as well as live entertainment.
Yeah, and I've heard there's going to be food at that event as well. I like food.
And you know what that sound is? That means it's time to wrap it up. Special thanks to executive producers Gary and Elaine, as well as a special thanks out to Barbix G from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Thanks to G's for having us out here every week. My name's Aaron Adair.
My name is Andrew Kleinsteiner.
This is the Aaron and Andrew Show from Fastlane Radio Network, Upfront Entertainment.
Good night now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.